Coast to Coast in Burlington carries a complete line of automotive parts and accessories. Just about everything you might need to get your car started and keep it running smoothly. Stop by Coast to Coast in Burlington, your total car care center.
We're Total Hardware at Coast to Coast to help you make the most of it.
Now, the weather forecast.
Well, for western Kansas and eastern Colorado, variable cloudiness today, some scattered showers and afternoon thunderstorms. It'll be cooler, highs mostly remaining in the 60s, winds northeast at 10 to 20 miles per hour and gusty at times. 30% chance of precipitation for today. It'll be partly cloudy tonight and tomorrow, some widely scattered afternoon and evening thundershowers, highs in the upper 60s to low 70s. I'll look for Memorial Day weekend, as there's a slight chance for some thundershowers on Sunday. It'll be fair and warmer on Monday. Well, we've got a little bit of problem here, I guess you could say. As far as long-distance calling, you cannot receive or you cannot make any long-distance calls out of Cheyenne Wells, Stratton, Bethune, and Burlington. There's a damaged repeater, and we just got a report not more than 5-10 minutes ago, and they said it'll still be out for another 4 or 5 hours before any long-distance phone calls can be made. A little bit of stormy weather last night. Currently, we have barometric pressure at 30.07 inches of mercury. We have a temperature reading of 48 degrees under cloudy skies. Got a report of about 12 miles northwest of Burlington that was raining this morning really hard. They had puddles all over the place. Just some light sprinkles right now here in the Burlington area. Here's Charlie Pride on KNAB. Charlie Pride, Kiss an Angel, good morning on KNAB.
Make sure you make it out to the big pre-Memorial Day sale going on at Wheeler's west of Burlington on Highway 24. They've got Quaker State 10W40 motor oil, 89 cents a quart. All other major brand oils, all weights, 99 cents a quart. And there's jeans. Choose from Wrangler cowboy cut style, Levi's Saddleman boot style, or Lee's straight leg style jeans, assorted sizes, just $13.99. That's the big pre-Memorial Day sale going on at Wheeler's, west of Burlington on Highway 24.
Now is the time to pick up your pinto bean seed from United Farmers. And because your seed comes from United Farmers, you know that every little bean has been certified and every little seed has been registered. And we're talking about Idaho 111s and Idaho 114s, Colorado Rust Resistant or Latha, and of course United Farmers is competitively priced. So get your truck on out to where Highway 24 corners with 54 or call 346-7770. That's 7770 in Burlington for your pinto bean seeds from United Farmers.
21 minutes after 8 o'clock on a Friday morning here on KNAB AM and FM, Burlington, Colorado, the Candyman. Mick Gilley and Charlie McLean. News headlines coming up about 10 minutes away.
Come on, baby, let me take you by the hand.
Charlie McLean and Mickey Gilley and the Candyman at KNAB AM and FM with Jeff on a Friday morning as we head into the weekend here on KNAB.
When you're facing a whole lot of acres, you're going to need a Lilston hoe drill from Corky's.
Good luck, seniors. The KNAB sportscasters would like to wish you the best in the years ahead. And we hope you've enjoyed the fall, winter, and the spring sports broadcast from KNAB.
26 minutes after 8 o'clock on a Friday morning. We've got rain falling right now here in the Burlington area. Temperature of 49 degrees, excuse me. Ray Parker Jr. in radio, that old song, KNAB.
PJ's Home Improvement Center invites you to be a winner with Valspar paint now on sale. Now the time and temperature.
8:30 Mountain, 9:30 Central. Under cloudy, rainy skies, we have a temperature reading of 49 degrees.
Top dressing wheat is not an expense, it's an investment. Kenny's special Arcadian liquid blend of nitrogen, sulfur, and zinc will help you reach the highest profit per acre. If fertilizer runs out before maturity, yield, protein, and net profit will suffer. Kenny's Seed and Supply now presents the news headlines.
The spring snowmelt continues to plague Colorado today, with a mudslide this morning closing U.S. 40 over Birdhound Pass, while rivers and streams continue to rise across the state, particularly in the west. Despite an impassioned plea for mercy from his 104-year-old mother, an 84-year-old Denver man has been sentenced to 4 years in prison for shooting a man in December, and the district court judge imposing the sentence described the elderly man as a danger to society. A former member of the Colorado Parole Board, John Zapine, who was fired by Governor Richard Lamb for poor job performance and absenteeism, has filed a $1 million lawsuit against Lamb and the board. Drunk driving charges have been filed against a Boulder woman involved in the bizarre traffic accident that claimed the life of a popular Boulder high school athlete, 18-year-old Steve Creel of Fairview High, during the Thanksgiving weekend blizzard. A federal judge has upheld the $500 penalties that the Internal Revenue Service levied against two Colorado tax protesters who filed frivolous tax returns for 1982, in which they refused to provide any financial information on the grounds of self-incrimination.
Or on the lake or on the beach, Snyder's Hardware in Burlington can fill all of your sporting needs. There's fishing equipment, guns and ammo, ice coolers and water jugs. Snyder's Hardware has a complete line of sporting goods at competitive prices. Now, KNAB Sports Shorts.
Terms like red hot and amazing have been used to describe the play of the Detroit Tigers this season, and now you can call them record setters also. The Tigers beat California 5-1 for their 17th straight win on the road. That victory ties the Major League record set in 1916 by the New York Giants, which was on the personality quiz this morning with Lonnie Haynes. Pitcher Jack Morris picked up his 9th win in 10 decisions as the Tigers pushed their record to 35-5. The NFL's top game will take place in Southern California in 1987 and 88. Owners have picked the Rose Bowl in Pasadena to host the 87 Super Bowl, while San Diego's Jack Murphy Stadium will be the location of 1988. The Los Angeles Lakers will try to wrap up the NBA's Western Conference crown tonight. The Lakers take on Phoenix in Game 6 of their series. If they win, they will be taking on Boston in the championship series. If Phoenix wins, it'll go to Game 7. Three players are tied for first place after one round of the Memorial Golf Tournament in Dublin, Ohio. Payne Stewart, Bob Murphy, and Gil Morgan stand 5 shots under par after shooting 67s yesterday. At 8:33, you're up to date in news and sports. Jeff Prale reporting for KNAB News.